The makers of Top Gun Maverick tackle Formula One racing in the new movie F1. There are fresh camera tricks designed to put you in the cars. Also, Brad Pitt is in the driver's seat. And critic Bob Mondello says there is definitely a formula.
An old-timer they call a cowboy getting back in the saddle.
They're saying Sonny Hayes isn't a has-been. He's a never was.
A cocky young gun who thinks he knows it all.
I think it's really wonderful that Apex are giving second chances to the elderly.
And this. Lots and lots of this. That's what you came for, and that's what you get for just over 2.5 hours in F1, delivered by folks who know how to make it pop and sizzle. Sonny's played by Brad Pitt, relaxed, laconic, iconic, happy to let team owner Javier Bardem badger him in the shower about coming back to Formula One racing after a near-fatal accident and 3 decades away.
Louis Chiron was 57 years old when he won the Monaco Grand Prix.
Who was who?
Philippe Tancelin, 56 years old.
You just Googled these names, didn't you?
For sure, the screenwriter did, and fudged a little. Louis Chiron was 55 when he became the oldest driver to compete in the Monaco Grand Prix. He didn't win it, but never mind, this is a fictional story.
Yes. Some people look at Sonny Hayes, they see a guy who lives in a van, a gambling junkie who missed his shot.
Wow, Ruben, you are really selling this.
But I see a guy who makes teams better. I see experience. I see know-how.
You're off your meds.
My rook is a phenomenal talent, but he's young. You plus him, boom, I got a team.
Sonny's noncommittal, but he's soon sauntering onto a Formula One racetrack in a long shot, looking like the coolest guy ever to saunter toward the camera in a long shot. It's clear Pitt's got this. Also clear that rookie Joshua, played by Damson Idris, wasn't expecting him.
Why has he got a helmet?
Safety.
Joshua, your seat is safe, okay? Sonny's here for the audition.
The audition. Now the sparring could start.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Formula One.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then same as you.
And we're off to London, Monaco, Vegas, Abu Dhabi. Sonny wrecks a few cars. Actually, everybody wrecks a few cars. A whole tech team tries to figure out how to shave tenths of a second off race times. There's urgent chatter about warm tires, soft tires, big block letters saying things like lap 14, as if that matters. And the team's design expert, played tartly by Kerry Condon, is on hand to remind Sonny what's important.
When you look in the mirror, you see this rough and tumble, old school cowboy. Doesn't take orders, goes his own way, a lone wolf. Well, I've news for you. Formula One is a team sport. It always was.
Director Joseph Kosinski makes the races exciting enough that you'll likely forget on occasion that F1's plot shares significant DNA with the one for Pixar's Cars. He's using a new immersive camera system that fits inside the racer's cockpit, and there's no question the racing sequences are entertaining, as is the banter, which makes it a point every once in a while to flatter the film's star, even enlisting the rookie's mom.
That's the other driver. You say he was old, he not that old.
That's a handsome man right there.
Though the filmmakers don't make a big deal of it, by the way, Joshua is one of two black drivers in this fictionalized world, the other being Lewis Hamilton, who is Formula One's first and only black driver in the real world. Hamilton plays himself briefly, and in a nod toward how a potential blockbuster might help diversify the sport he's devoted his life to, he exchanges a knowing look with Joshua before one race. The rest is mostly macho posturing and lots of this. So buckle up. I'm Bob Mondello.